Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. A couple of things that we've talked about throughout the course of the day today. Armando Salguero covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald.
Yeah, did he weigh in on iGate?
Well, it's funny because somebody on Twitter wrote to him and said, WTF is wrong with Gase's eyes.
Something's up with Gase's eyes.
Salguero wrote, nothing.
Nothing? Well, that's not the right answer.
That's not
the right answer. I don't accept that as an answer.
It does not seem to be the proper answer.
No, you need to. So we already know something is up with the eyes. You need to explain, if you have an answer, what is up. You can't just ignore the problem. There is a problem. What was he doing? What happened there? Is that how he did his interview? What's going on with him?
Everything all right? Are you okay?
At a physical standpoint, is he okay? Like you even said, before we even go down that road of making fun of the guy, should we find out if he's got something?
Is there a medical condition going on here?
There could be. And if that's the case, we take it all back. And good luck with the Jets. But if not, you got to explain what is going on up there,
sir. Someone's got the answer for us.
Who's someone?
His name?
Yes.
Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, boy.
But to win football games, but okay, I'll just, yeah.
But what is that?
My boy took pre-workout
really?
Before the press conference, really? And he's ready to get to work, Stephen A.
Let me stop.
That's that pre-workout.
All I'm going to say is this.
Charlie Murphy.
If that were a player, we'd either be asking for some tests to be taking place, or y'all would ask me to say, stay off the weed.
I know that doesn't look like weed. I'm not an expert. I know nothing. Yeah.
I know nothing. I'm not accusing him of anything. I am simply saying that look.
What?
On that man's face, he don't look
like
there. He don't look there. Listen, all right, we on first take. If I came up in here on any weekday morning on this show, and y'all saw me like this, something would be wrong.
He's not wrong.
No,
something is off. We need to get to the bottom of this. Stephen A. is right. What is going on? I mean, maybe like he had like a bad edible or something like that. He just didn't. It was like he didn't belong there. But his body, he couldn't move his body, so he was just moving his eyes, darting all around the press conference.
Now, when we played audio of him on with Michael Kay, now, we played audio from the press conference, and it just...
No, there's nothing there. Nothing you can't there. Tell because he just sounds like a
Michael
boring
Kay,
person.
He sounded normal.
Yeah.
He walked out on the press conference.
Yeah.
The thing that struck me was how intense your eye is. Your eyes are intense. Yeah. I mean, I'd be afraid of you if I walked up to you on the street.
Oh, you wouldn't.
But people on Twitter, I mean, your eyes are the thing now. It's become a meme how intense you are.
I don't know what that is.
Has it? Oh, come on.
I don't.
It's like everybody uses all this. If anybody is like really want to be intense about something, they'll tweet a picture of that.
Show them. I'm sure you have ones that have been sent to you already.
I won't do that.
So, all right. I'll just let you know. I don't have Twitter.
You don't
have Instagram.
You'll never will be.
I don't look at the internet.
Okay.
I don't really watch TV. I watch movies.
Okay.
And
favorite movie.
That's it. Oh. To be honest, probably Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Probably the one that I've seen 5,000 times.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's your favorite. It just means it was on a lot. But either way.
He had nothing else in
his
house.
His favorite
apparently.
Movie is Field of Dreams. But his eyes are
doesn't,
bugging out of his head.
Doesn't look at the internet. Doesn't watch TV. So that doesn't explain the eye thing.
He looks like a supervillain of some sort. He's out of his mind. Like, if he was in a police lineup, even if he looked nothing like the guy who did it, you'd say, probably him.
Number three,
if
that's
it wasn't
the guy.
This, he did something. He looks like a guy who has so many secrets, and he's dying to tell somebody, but he won't. So he's fidgeting around. He's looking all around. He's trying to tell you stories with his eyes.
He looks like the guy from Men in Black.
Oh, the Egger suit?
Yeah.
The guy in the Egger suit?
The guy who needed more salt.
But thinner. Yeah, of course he needed a lot more salt. It's unsettling. Like, if this was the new head coach of the New England Patriots...
You'd be going, oh,
we would all say,
God.
No. We would all reject it. We'd say, no. We won't allow it. Something is off. Was it like, is he nervous? And like, because everybody has like a nervous tick. People do different things. I get a stomach ache when I'm nervous. You can't really see that on the outside, but I get a stomach ache.
Good job keeping that to yourself.
Well, I just told the world now, didn't I? So now you're going to know.
Now we're all going to feel bad for you.
I'm not alone. People have different things. I don't have my eyes stick out of my head, though.
It was ginger ale or something?
Yeah, ginger ale helps, sometimes, but sometimes it just goes. It's like a mental thing.
Anything we can get you, Pepto?
No, it's got nothing to do with that. It's not like I ate something bad. No, you're not listening to me. I said when I'm nervous.
Are we making you nervous?
Right now, I have a horrible stomach ache.
Passing gas in there?
I have a real problem in here. But yeah, that was so bizarre yesterday. And for a guy who's been a head coach in the league for 3 years, this is the first we're hearing about. Also, you can't he's 40 years old, so you can't pretend like you're Belichick and be like, I don't even know what a meme is. It's like, you know what a meme is. Like, you're coaching a bunch of 20-year-olds. You know what a meme is. So it's one thing. If he says he's not on Twitter, fine, you're not on Twitter.
He's probably not.
He's also not on the internet.
I haven't looked at the internet.
He's 40 years old. He's not
on the
internet.
Must have a hell of a library.
So, all right, I'll just let you know. I don't have Twitter.
You
don't have Instagram.
You'll never will be.
I don't look at the internet.
I don't look at the internet.
My 93-year-old Nana is on the internet every day. Always on the internet.
My mother-in-law is all the time on the internet.
All the time. Just loves the internet. And then this guy, what's a meme? Like, no, Belichick already took the snap face joke. He already has that. You can't
he
use
owns
that.
It.
You can't pretend you don't know what a meme is. But you give Adam Gaze a Bing, or if you're on Twitter and you just search Adam Gaze, it's nonstop.
It's everywhere.
It is. Everybody has picked it up. Everybody has added their own little spin to it. It's hilarious.
I feel bad because you've already acknowledged that, you know, you're a little nervous and you have a tummy ache.
I have a bad stomach ache.
I'm going to make it worse.
It can't get worse.
So the officiating assignments are out for this weekend.
All right, I'm all ears.
The referee for Sunday's AFC Championship game in Kansas City is Cleet Blakeman.
Yeah.
Cleet Blakeman, you'll recall, was cited in the Wells report on multiple instances. He was part of the evidence used against the Patriots. He was also the head man in the Patriots' last-second loss to the Carolina Panthers in 2013.
I remember that one, the Luke Kuechly
grunt. He also was in charge of the 2015 game against the Jets, which the Patriots lost, that featured some coin toss controversy before overtime. Now, you know what the Patriots' record has been over the last number of years, right?
It's pretty good, yes.
When Cleet Blakeman is the referee for Patriots games, they are 3-5.
Add it to the pile.
How's your tummy feel now?
Awful. 3-5.
We're talking about a guy who was in the middle of the Deflategate controversy, and the NFL says, yeah, let's give Cleet the game Sunday in Kansas City.
And by the way, I'm going to get out ahead of it, Dale. I'm going to say this now, and we're not going to say it the rest of the week. But if the temperature in Kansas City is 2 degrees, if you measure the football at the beginning of the game,
oh,
and
no.
you measure it at the
that's,
end of the game,
it's going to be awful, isn't
my
it?
My guess is it may be a little less.
On my dashboard, it says I have a low
morning,
tire
Dale.
Pressure on my car.
My pesky front right tire keeps getting
my right
a little,
rear, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little
it
low.
Needs air.
It's a little low. So you're gonna get that. But Cleet Blakeman, I think as we're trying to determine who you're picking in the game, 3-5 with Cleet Blakeman, 3-5 on the road, and the Rich Keefe stat of the day, Tom Brady has a losing record on the road in the playoffs. Add them all together, it doesn't sound good.
Does not sound good.
It does not.
It's Richie's stat of the day.
Hammered that stat. And even just more crazy, they've played more Super Bowls than they have road games.
In the Tom Brady era, yeah.
Yes.
Just
that's ridiculous.
8 Super Bowls, 7 road games.
Right, 7 road games. And, you know, they don't play, obviously, they don't play a lot of games on the road because they've played a million playoff games. But 3-4 is their road record.
Wouldn't it almost be hard to have a record of 3-5 in Cleet Blakeman officiated games when you consider what their record is overall?
Yeah.
And
it's
we already pointed out,
size.
Remember the whole Carolina Panthers thing was the whole interference in the end zone or
yeah,
not
Gronk.
Interference
yeah.
against Gronk. It seemed like a fairly cut and dried sort of call. In the Jets game, he screwed up the coin toss before overtime.
But do you think 3-5, is it a big enough sample size to be like, uh-oh, something's fishy with him? Because it's half a season, you know? So that's career for Cleet Blakeman? He's only had 8 Patriot games?
Yes.
Interesting. So then 3-5. And, like, they're pretty memorable, too. Like, the ones that you're talking about are all pretty, they all kind of stand out
to
you.
And he was the guy in charge of collecting the evidence for the Deflategate. He was the guy who collected all the footballs. And
I mean
if you read the Wells report, and we all did.
Oh,
well, Chris Russo didn't, but the rest of us
did. It's not my job to read it!
The rest of us read it.
Yeah.
His name's all over the Wells report.
Oh, yeah. No, it absolutely is. Yeah, that's odd. But I guess before I would freak out about that stat, I would probably have to look at each game, too, and see, like, he may have just gotten opponents that were good. You know, it might not have just been a mess. But that is surprising. You would think they would have a winning record with every ref, just based off of the ridiculous amount of wins that they have.
Blakeman has only been a referee since 2010, so it makes sense that he's only had 8 Patriots games, I guess. He was the referee for Super Bowl 50.
Yep, okay.
And the Patriots have a 3-5 record in games in which Cleet Blakeman is the official.
Not good.
And he's the official Sunday night in Kansas City.
Well, looking forward to Cleet.
I'm not so much looking forward to it.
No.
In fact, if you wanted to be cynical, you'd say, is the NFL trying to put their thumb on the scale here?
I think they would want the Patriots, though. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. The Super Bowl is the Super Bowl, and like you could take any two teams, and it would be a monster, you know, week buildup, and they'd find storylines and everything else. But I do think overall the league is kind of sick of the Patriots. But I don't think they're going to put Cleet Blakeman and tell him to throw the game. Now, will Cleet Blakeman have a couple of hometown calls? Probably. I feel like every officiating crew might be good for a couple of those. Especially, it's going to be a crazy loud environment. Doesn't human nature kind of take over? And if there's a really close call one way or the other, I don't know. My guess is the home team would get it. That's part of the home field advantage. Shouldn't be, but it is.
We heard the comments of Tom Brady after the game on Sunday. Everybody thinks we suck. We can't win any games.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see about that. Everybody's against us, that sort of thing. So Devin McCourty did an interview on Sirius XM. The NFL channel on Sirius XM, he said, quote, when people think of Patriots, they always think of three teams that won in the early 2000s or the last two Super Bowl teams. But each team is different. You develop your character. This season has been a little chip on our shoulder for each guy in the locker room. I think the problem is, I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. We've been saying all season long, this team doesn't look like some of the other Patriots teams we've seen in the past.
No, they don't.
They're 3-5 on the road.
Yeah.
Patriots teams have gone 8-0 on the road before.
Right.
You know, what's going on here? And in effect, what we're doing is comparing them against, you know, Super Bowl championship Patriots teams
sure.
in the past.
Sure.
To Devin's point. And they would suffer by comparison unless they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is not one of the better Patriots teams, but it just shows you how high the bar is because, you know, even middle-of-the-road Patriot teams go to the Super Bowl or at least go to the conference championship game with a chance to get there. So now all you have to do is compare them to the Kansas City Chiefs. And do the Kansas City Chiefs fit the model of a real Super Bowl team? Their defense is not good, but it seems like in the new era of football, that's not the most important thing. Their offense is great. They have the MVP, or who will be the MVP as their quarterback, 50-touchdown season, the best receiving tight end, one of the better receivers, the fastest guy in the league. Like they got a lot going for them, and you throw in home field. I think the advantage is still, despite not having the experience, because nobody has the Brady Belichick experience. But despite that, I mean, Doug Peterson and Nick Foles beat him. And we did 2 weeks leading up to it saying coach quarterback versus coach quarterback wasn't even close. This is actually better. Andy Reid, we make fun of him a lot, but he has a lot of postseason experience. It's not all good, trust me, but he has a lot of it. And Patrick Mahomes is just a better overall quarterback than Nick Foles. And that was the last team to beat him in the playoffs.
The dynasty continues as the Patriots defeat the Chargers and get ready to face the Chiefs. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, we're trying to get to the finals, so, you know, let alone we're trying to play a position right now, trying to get a great seed. Like, we can't be comfortable being in fifth. I'm not comfortable in it. So now I go back and really rework things and try to think about how do I attack the next day. But the frustration is still inside of me. You know what I mean? I'm a competitor. You know, last play happened, let it go, and we move on.
We just got to have each other's back at the end of the day. We can't make comments. We can't point fingers. We just got to continue to empower each other and have each other's back. If we don't, start pointing fingers, everybody's going to go into their own little shell. We got to continue to play basketball. It starts from the top to the bottom. Not from the bottom to the top, but from the top to the bottom.
So what the hell is going on with the Celtics?
They hate each other. I think it's as simple as that. They hate each other. Kyrie Irving is really frustrated. Kyrie Irving's had a good year. How ridiculous at the beginning of the year, some of us thought, hey, could they get 4 All-Stars? They got 4 All-Stars on this team? They've won. It's Kyrie Irving. Marcus Morris is probably the closest thing to another All-Star, which is surprising. He should have been their seventh or eighth man. He's been their most consistent guy. And then you have Jaylen Brown, who's hot or he's not. Gordon Hayward. So it's not just the young guys. You know, Tatum's been pretty good overall. I think some expected a little bit more, but I think overall he's been pretty good. But so Kyrie Irving, after the game against Orlando, where Tatum gets the final shot. Hayward inbounds the pass to Tatum. Kyrie's noticeably upset on the court. They're down two. Tatum misses the shot. It was like a two-point shot, I believe, to tie it. He missed that. Then Kyrie throws his hands in the air. He's talking to Hayward. You're like, all right, here we go. Then in the postgame, Kyrie Irving's talking to the reporters. I think it was Chris Forsberg or one of the beat reporters did a good job of breaking down the first five questions. He gave about 40 words combined. And then the last one, it's like a three-minute response, and part of it was what we just came back with. And he's clearly mad with the young guys specifically. And then Jaylen Brown following that up later on with, oh, we can't say it. We gotta support each other and all this other stuff. So they're a disaster. The only reason why they're 25-18 is because they do have so much talent, but the chemistry is in the toilet.
I remember once asking Tom McVie, you know, I was in the minor leagues, you know, with the Mariners, and the Mariners were in the midst of a losing streak, and I said, are you gonna hold a team meeting? He said, no. I said, why not? He said, well, what happens if I hold a team meeting and we go out and suck the next game?
Yeah.
Then what do I do?
Yeah. Welcome to the Boston Celtics.
Well, isn't that sort of what we're dealing with here?
They've had all these
different
meetings.
We're going to have a players-only meeting. We're going to work this stuff out.
Maybe get the coach involved. Maybe the coach needs to do something here. It's bad. I mean, you look at it, there's no jeopardy of missing the playoffs or anything extreme like that. But for a team that was predicted to be the best team in the Eastern Conference, or at the very worst, fighting with the Raptors. Maybe you said, all right, well, if Kawhi Leonard buys in, they're going to be good, so fine. There's going to be two really good teams at the top. They're currently in fifth place, which would mean they wouldn't even host round one. They wouldn't even have home court in round one. And they are seven games behind Toronto, who they play tomorrow. And it's so frustrating because they play a game like they did against the Pacers, who's also one of the teams above them in the standings. They beat up the Pacers. They had like a million assists in that game. They were knocking down shots. They had everybody was playing well. And you're saying, all right, here it is. Here's the team. And then they follow that up with three straight losses. They're, you know, Morris and Brown are shoving each other. Brown and Irving are talking about each other without saying each other's names. You're like, this is a disaster. This would be, if it wasn't for the Red Sox long run and World Series win and just the Patriots being the Patriots, this would be so much more significant. Like, they are one of the biggest underachieving teams, and a team that I honestly thought, Dale, before the year started, they might be the most likable of the four teams in town, and that couldn't be further from the case. They are the least likable out of the four teams.
And it just seems as though they're sort of stumbling around trying to figure out, you know, what the issue is. Now, in the instance of both winter sports teams here in Boston, I think both teams need to make a move. I think both teams need to make a trade.
And for different reasons. I think Bruins need to add talent. The Celtics need to figure out chemistry.
And they may have to get somebody out of here.
Right.
You know, they may have to get Jaylen Brown out of town just to, as you said, complete the chemistry in the locker room.
Yeah, and you would never think that you would want to, like, if you just looked at talent top to bottom, you'd say this team should be able to win, they should be good to go. And Jaylen Brown, who's obviously still on his rookie deal, you wouldn't imagine getting rid of him just to get rid of him. But I think it does need to be something that drastic because there's something off with what's going on. Bruins, meanwhile, they've been hurt so much. They haven't had their full group of guys for a handful of games, tops.
But they also do need
Even when they're healthy, they need help.
They need a top six forward of some kind. Their first line is great. Their second line, they have cast about trying to find somebody to play with David Krejci.
Right.
And they've had this guy and that guy. I actually think that if I were Bruce Cassidy, I would break up the top line. I would keep Marchand and Bergeron together. Find somebody who can play right wing with them. Give Jake DeBrusk the chance, let's say.
Yeah.
I would put Pastrnak with Krejci. Maybe Donato is the third guy on that group. But I think they need to make a move to acquire
a wing of some sort.
A top six. Yeah. You know, right wing, left wing, that sort of thing.
And they still got a month. Was it February 25th is the deadline, I believe?
It's in that ballpark. So and the NBA deadline's even earlier than that. They moved it up this year.
Yeah, they moved that one up, so they got maybe a month. Or actually, maybe even less than a month, as we're already the 15th. So, Yeah, they.
I think the Bruins have like 16 games left before the trade deadline. Celtics have less than that.
The NBA trade deadline is February 7th.
Yeah, it's really
early. Boy, so we're sneaking up on that. Yeah, Danny's got to figure something out because Danny's probably thinking, look at all this. Like, so we take the Pierce, Garnett, Allen, Rondo Celtics, and we're able to turn it around pretty quickly. You missed the playoffs once. You get a new coach. You have all these draft picks. You're making these trades, and you're finally healthy. And you have a ton of talent. A ton of talent. And it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. And I know that's Brad Stevens' job to make it fit. The players deserve some of the blame as well. But man, this is surprising. Like they weren't gonna go beat the Warriors. They weren't the favorite to win the whole thing. But they were supposed to come out of the East. They were a game away last year, and that's when LeBron was in the conference. You get LeBron out of the conference, and they're in fifth place. It's unbelievable.
617-779-7937. Scott's in Connecticut. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
I have a quick thought on the Celtics chemistry
going
forward. I don't know if you guys remember last All-Star break. They have the sophomores versus freshman game.
Yep.
And it's nothing more than a skills competition. And they just kept feeding Jaylen Brown over and over again. And he was doing Vince Carter dunks, like sick stuff that nobody's seen in a while. So my speculation, he's probably going to be in the dunk competition this year, and he has a good chance to win. And if he does, that ego goes through the roof. And if you think that it's bad now, just wait.
I mean, I think it's already pretty high. I mean, I think what happened was they were so good last year without Irving and Hayward in the playoffs. They get to within a game away of the NBA Finals, and we're not talking about how they choked it away, and they really should have been in the NBA Finals. Instead, Brown and Tatum are probably thinking, hey, all I got to do is show up. This is a little bit easier. Like, oh, this is easier than we thought. Look how good we are, year one and year two for those guys. Brown had that interview where he was talking about...
You guys just show up. You still get paid.
We do.
Yeah, we get paid.
We show up.
Whether we do anything or not.
We're very similar to Brown and Tatum.
We sit here a lot. We don't really do much. We yell at Jason Rossi.
We have good days and bad days.
We let Lucy kind of lead the way, and we get paid.
Jaylen Brown.
It's a good way.
Jaylen Brown's minutes are down, but they should be. Not just because of the talent, but because of how he played. I don't know. He's really frustrating to me. Because you see some of the talent some of the time. And last night he was knocking down shots, but... Again, in a losing effort. And I thought, so watching the game last night was interesting because Tatum and Brown actually played well. Morris and Hayward didn't. But I was saying if those young guys are getting annoyed at Kyrie Irving, and Jaylen Brown clearly is getting annoyed by him, that's when you need to have an impressive performance and win the game without him. Because then
you got something.
Then you got kind of something to say.
I like me now.
And I know they've won some games without Kyrie this year, but I believe they're still undefeated when Jaylen Brown's not out there. And it's a small sample size, I understand that, but you also, I think it's worth mentioning, when they're missing a guy or two, they seem to play a little bit better. Not last night, of course. They had a little bit of a comeback, but they also dug themselves way too big of a hole.
617-779-7937. Roberto is in Lynn. Hey, Roberto.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, Stevens, he's a great coach, but, I mean, he's got to learn how to stop the runs. I mean, sometimes he'll let... A 15-2 run, a 17-3, but he's afraid to take a timeout. By that time, you're not going to. There's no hope of winning the game anymore.
Did you see him last night call a timeout 29 seconds into the game?
Yeah, I think he did that for show. But then when it came to really stopping the run,
maybe
he didn't do it.
I mean, maybe. You know, I mean, that was like, is it Popovich who does that? I mean, there's a couple of guys. There's a college coach, too, that does that, immediately.
He did that. I think somebody told him he got to call a timeout, so he said, I'll show them, and I'll call it like.
That was hilarious.
Record, you know. But then a couple other things. I mean, he's also got to tell people. I mean, I know he likes to let a free-flow game and let all the players want to shoot and not inhibit him, but, like, come on, Ojale, what's his percentage, like 20%? On three-pointers?
Yeah, I don't love Ojale shooting. That's true. I'm with you on that.
I mean, he could drive to the hoop, all this. Another thing is Brown. He's got great upside, but have you ever watched him play defense?
Yeah, it's frustrating, too, with that one, because just based on his size, his speed, his quickness, he should be really good defensively.
But he's never in a defensive stance. Watch him. He'll take two steps in the defensive stance.
Oh, I'm no fan of his, Roberto. I'm on your side. I am on your side.
Yeah, but they'll get there. I have a lot of faith in why. I've never missed a game in years.
Well, you've got a lot of sample size going for you, though.
I felt the same way as you after 20 games. I felt the same way as you after 30 games. But now we're getting into what, 45 games or whatever, 43 games they've played. Oof. Listen, you don't need to be the number one seed to win the whole thing. Like, we've seen teams kind of coast, a lot of LeBron teams kind of coast and then turn it on in the playoffs. But there is zero guarantee that this team can turn it on. You'd think they'd maybe leave the switch up a couple games in
just
a row.
Just now and then.
Yeah, why not?
Mix one in once
nope,
in a while.
Not doing that.
Pat's on the cell phone. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how are you, Dale?
What's going on?
Rich?
What's up?
Nothing too much. Quick Celtics call, if that's okay.
Sure.
Seems on topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big fan of Kyrie Irving, but, you know, he almost feels like he's getting a little bit of a free pass to me, right? He's the leader of this team. This team, after these last three road games, you know, they just got me back thinking they're starting to roll again, and then they lose these three games in a row. Two of them should have been winnable. You know, Kyrie's the leader. You know, in some way, you know, he was upset about the way the play ended on Saturday night. You know, LeBron was able to get Kyrie to fill his role, whether Kyrie loved it or not, for 3 years and play that. Why isn't Kyrie able to do the same with Tatum and Brown? I mean, we need some leadership from Kyrie, I feel like, too.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it could be a little bit of everybody, but I would say Kyrie has been, he and Morris have been the most consistent guys. And when you brought up how LeBron was able to get Kyrie to be, I guess let's call him the Scottie Pippen. Well, I don't think Jaylen Brown is Scottie Pippen. Like, I don't think Jaylen Brown is as good as Jaylen Brown thinks that he is. Now, Tatum may be a little bit different. He's also still extremely young. Like, LeBron and Kyrie were teammates at the right time for LeBron. That's why he bailed on Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, was because Kyrie was in the prime of his career, and you could rely on him as that second scorer and everything else that he did. Tatum probably will be that guy. I don't, maybe not this season. What is Tatum averaging, like 16.5 points a game? Like, you probably were thinking a little bit more than that, but he is still, I mean, he'd be a junior at Duke if he was still there. So it needs to be other guys as well stepping up.
What else you got is coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
Back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, time to get to a couple of things that we didn't get to throughout the course of the program.
What else you got?
I'll kick it off.
All right, Dale, what else you got?
The Clemson Tigers won the NCAA football championship, and they were invited to the White House last night.
Yes, they were.
It wasn't during the day because the president was speaking in New Orleans earlier in the day, but it was an early evening affair at the White House. Now, because of the government shutdown, some of the household staff at the White House have been furloughed. So, you know, you couldn't really serve a meal to the Clemson football team. So the president, out of his own pocket, went out and reportedly bought $3,000 worth of fast food. Wendy's, Arby's, Burger King,
you
McDonald's.
Name it. They had it.
Burgers, fries. He tweeted out about it, and he unfortunately got caught with a little spelling issue.
No.
He said that, you know, they served thousands of hamburgers.
Well.
Burger King trolled him today.
Burger King trolled him?
Burger King says, due to a large order placed yesterday, we're all out of hamburgers. Just serving hamburgers today. It's even worse than that. The guys at bookmaker.eu have put out the odds on what food President Trump will serve the Super Bowl champions.
If they go.
The current leader is burgers and pizza at minus 150. Subway is plus 150. Taco Bell plus 900, Chinese food plus 600, Indian food plus 1500, Shawarma and Heroes plus 2000. So they're taking odds on what fast food the president will serve the Super Bowl champions if they elect to go.
Oh, my God. You have an early lean on that?
I don't have an early lean yet. Right. Depends on who's going.
All right.
I like those shawarma odds.
Well, there you go. Plus 2,000.
That wouldn't be too
bad. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, Rossi.
Wouldn't be too bad.
What else you got?
How about this? In the NBA, Jimmy Butler. Remember Jimmy Butler when he was on the Timberwolves and how that was not, you know, didn't go over very well? Well, he's out of there. He is in Philly. And for the first time, Jimmy Butler is playing against the Timberwolves tonight. The game is in Philly, though, so it's not going to be going into Minnesota. And, of course, Tom Thibodeau is gone, so it doesn't have some of the same, you know, repercussions that it could have had. My guess is still Jimmy Butler goes for over 40 tonight. just his old team.
Pretty good
the
chance.
Way he,
huh?
The way he dominated them when he had that scrimmage that everybody was talking about, how he took all the scrubs and they beat the starters, and he was screaming at the GM, Andrew Wiggins, Carl Anthony Towns, and Tom Thibodeau.
Makes for a good franchise leader, right?
That's him. That's your guy. But that's also a team that's better than the Celtics.
What else you got?
Rossi, what else you got?
So yesterday, I was monitoring the conference calls. Yesterday, you had Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, and it was a coach to be named later. We got the reveal that it would be Stephen Belichick.
Because they don't want to have Brian Flores answer questions about going to Miami.
So the next defensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, Steve Belichick.
Yes.
And if it's not Greg Schiano.
It started off very awkwardly.
Oh, is that right?
You'll hear this.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Steve?
Hello?
Is this Steve Belichick?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, can you hear us?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, man.
I believe.
So as eloquent as his father, right?
Rough. Was he also eating lunch during his conference
call? He was not. He didn't
have a salad going there?
I guess not.
He also didn't seem enthused to be doing it, but...
Well, I don't blame him for that.
I believe the guy who was doing this from the Patriots side didn't really know who, you know, he knows who Stephen Belichick
sure.
is. But I have no idea if that's his voice or if that was like somebody like on my side
recording. Like, what's going on? Is this the producer over there? What's
Hello?
Happening? Hello?
Steve?
Huh?
Hello?
Is this Steve Belichick?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, you have to say yes or no. Us? Hello's not going to do it.
Yep.
All right. Well, yep. Well, that do it.
Yep.
By the way, today's conference call, Bill Belichick, the first question was, can you coach against Tyreek Hill's speed? To which Belichick responded,
James White.
Coach yeah. for it. Like, can we make someone that fast?
No, you can't.
I'm just
you
saying.
Can't. You're not
probably
enough time.
Not going to happen.
Not enough time.
I mean, if you had a bye week in there, you might be able to make somebody as fast as Tyreek Hill.
Get Dr. Frankenstein on it. You could figure something out. We did have a call. Call of the day, we'd probably say.
Worst call, but yes, call of the day.
Worst call of the day suggests that Tyreek Hill be defended by James White on Sunday.
It's a possibility. Yeah. Probably not a great possibility.
But realistically, is James White even close to the speed of Tyreek Hill?
No.
Not at all. He's quick, but he's not fat.
Like, if he's like Cordarrelle Patterson, maybe you can make an argument.
Who's the fastest guy on the Patriots offense?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Maybe Philip Dorsett. One of those two guys.
Oh, yeah.
But what are you doing? He's like, James White, have him lock up Tyreek Hill. Anyway, we spent too much time on that.
We got to get out of here. All tomorrow, right. We will be back. The best guest on the Dale and Keith program, Tom E. Curran, will
Someone
be with us.
Someone said that.
It puts some pressure on him.
It does.
OMF is coming up next, but first we have to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
We're stopping by!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.